This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The deadly warehouse fire last weekend in Oakland is hitting home for the creative community of Boston. The warehouse was used by artists as studio and living space. Artists here say that they are heartbroken about the lives lost. They're also revisiting concerns about their own struggles to find safe, affordable space where they can work and live. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the realities Boston artists face.
Yeah, as you can see, the building basically needs all new everything.
42-year-old installation artist Stephen Frederick is showing me around a beautiful but dilapidated 1800s firehouse in Dorchester. He and his partner bought it in 2012. Since then, they've been transforming it into an artist live, work, and performance space.
A lot of the major costs would be in terms of fire isolation, separating the downstairs and upstairs spaces, and also to provide more fire exits from the upstairs.
Navigating code and making a repurposed building safe is expensive. The couple has already sunk $400,000 into removing black mold and replacing the electrical and plumbing systems.
For us to make this fully legal, up to code, fire safe for public events, we probably would need to raise an additional $400,000 to do that.
The two artists are calling their building Torrent Engine 18, and they say its future is uncertain. Now the Oakland fire is adding to the chill in this unheated work in progress. Frederick's partner, writer-performer Catherine Bergeron, says it's taking her back to when flames ripped through an illegal live workspace and venue in Alston. It was occupied by a collective of underground artists and musicians known as Pan 9, and it was Bergeron's home.
This was 2006, just after Christmas. There was an electrical fire. It was in my room. I was really lucky that I woke up.
The artists fought the blaze with extinguishers, got out with some injuries, but in the end, damage rendered the place unlivable. Bergeron says a lot of people ask why she would live illegally in an unsafe space.
Well, a lot of us don't really have a choice.
These days, the couple lives legally in a small Malden apartment. Fact is, artists have been occupying spaces illegally in and around Boston for decades to perform, work, live, or find inspiration. Frederick says the legit artist live-work options are too expensive for most of the artists he knows, and a lot of people still use illegal spaces.
Most of them don't last very long. Either they get shut down or the people move on to other things. And there's also just the issue that in order for a space like that to survive, that it essentially has to stay kind of secret.
Now Frederick and many other artists are worrying about a crackdown, like what's been happening in Oakland and other U.S. cities since the tragic fire.
None of us want to be doing anything illegally. And yeah, that's a huge fear for a lot of us working artists.
Artist Evan Lukash grew up in the Bay Area. He wasn't close to any of the victims of the Oakland fire, but says they were all part of the same community. The 33-year-old says he's lived in spaces like the warehouse that burned and compares that city to this one.
Boston, it's a lot stricter and a lot more by the book. You're not going to get away with some of the stuff that you could out west.
Lukash relocated to Boston, but he can't afford to rent here, so he lives in Bedford.
Everybody that's a professional artist has had that conversation. Where can I go that I can do what I love doing and not have to worry about being homeless and not have to worry about starving, but still do what it is that I know I was put on this earth to do?
Lukash, who goes by the artist name Vcash, says he moved here in part to support an expanding artist work performance space and collective in Roxbury called the Inner City Sanctuary for the Arts. It's on the second floor of a cavernous warehouse in Dudley Square. 27-year-old Stephen Johnson co-founded it and says about 20 artists, musicians, and designers work but don't live here.
We need to make sure there is enough live-work space for us to have artists in Boston, because what happens to all of us? We move away.
We have a lot of artist workspaces around the city that we have worked on because we do understand the importance of art in our city, and we're trying to, mold some of these regulations around the lifestyle of artists. They love to be around their work.
That's Boston Inspectional Services Commissioner William Buddy Christopher. He says there have been no increases in inspections or citations since the Oakland fire. He adds Mayor Walsh supports artists, and inspectional staff has been working with property owners to bring illegal live-work spaces up to code. And the city's cultural plan addresses the issue of affordable housing for artists. But Christopher says there's a different level of scrutiny when buildings are used for music shows or parties. This year, his department shut down an illegal space discovered in Alston after the city caught wind of plans for an unpermitted rave.
When we got there, there were people living in spaces that were supposed to be offices. Some of the egress paths did not meet the standards that we require. You know, there were washers and dryers and ladders and stairwells.
I don't think the solution is just like getting all these people out because the spaces aren't safe. I think you have to start at the beginning.
Artist Pat Falco has a studio in the Distillery, a 20-year-old live workspace in South Boston.
There's something like 150 people in the building, and like half of them live here. It might be less than half, because that includes like businesses and stuff.
For Falco, one of the biggest reasons why all kinds of people end up in unsafe or illegal spaces is the speculative real estate market. Artists have a knack for finding cool, cheap parts of town, but eventually they get pushed out. Falco says it's nothing new, and it's complicated.
It's not like tomorrow they can just go and lower the rents, and all these developers, they have a lot of say, they have a lot of money. The energy that was put into getting GE here, couldn't we be putting that energy into the people that are already here?
Right now, Falco can only afford to pay rent for his studio, not for somewhere to live. And he's torn about the benefit of raising awareness about these issues. If artists do come out of the shadows, he asks,
where will they go?
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.